Next patient is Charles Snellgrove. The last name S-N-E-L-G-R-O-V-E. First name Charles. Number one, clinical case of a 69-year-old white male that is following the practice because of obstructive nephropathy associated to neurogenic bladder. The patient is CKD stage 4. The clinical course has been characterized by persistent infection in the lower urinary tract that has been approached with numerous antibiotics. The patient was with evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine, when we had the opportunity to see him last in September of 23, was 1.9. This time, the patient comes with a creatinine that has been between 3 and 3.4. The latest one, 3.5 milligrams per deciliter. He has a proteinuria of 2,500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This is in a spot urine sample. Is not a 24-hour urine collection period. The patient has an estimated EFR that is around 20 mLs per minute. The situation is that he has a BPH, neurogenic bladder, and bilateral hydronephrosis more apparent in the right than in the left. He has been treated with the administration of antibiotics, and he has been deteriorating the condition progressively, period. The patient has been seen by the urologist, Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, and he does periodical cystoscopies, and he has extracted, according to the description given by the patient, syringes filled with a greenish material out of the urinary bladder, period. At this point, from the nephrology point of view, there is a not a specific recommendation different from the self-catheterization that has been recommended at least 3 times a day in order to avoid reflux. Number two, the patient has anemia related to CKD. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under fair control. He goes to the endocrinologist for the blood sugar control. Following number, the patient remains overweight. Today, the body weight was 230 pounds. The blood pressure is 115 over 72. Following number, a hyperlipidemia treated with the administration of statins. Total cholesterol is 120, LDL cholesterol is 53, HDL cholesterol is 32. Following number, coronary artery disease, status was PCIs in 2020. Paragraph, this patient is in very unstable condition. The susceptibility to urinary tract infection is extremely high. We know that the kidney function has been deteriorated because of the multiple episodes of septic shock with ATN plus the administration of antibiotics that sometimes become nephrotoxic. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with a laboratory workup. The time spent in the service in the evaluation of the lab and the hospitalizations, 20 minutes, in the face-to-face, 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.